Hello, my name is Dr. Janet Brill. I am a nutritionist and exercise physiologist specializing in heart health, and I'm an expert with WeightLossBuddy.com. I'd like to talk to you today about staying healthy and to give you and your buddy some tips on heart-healthy living. By the way, make sure to team up with WeightLossBuddy.com, as studies show that having a buddy will make it easier for you to lose weight and keep it off. I'd like to begin by giving you some eye-opening statistics about heart disease. We have an epidemic of cardiovascular disease, namely heart attacks and strokes, the number one killer of men and women in this country. 1 in 8 women die of breast cancer every year versus 1 in 2.6 from cardiovascular disease. This is not just a man's disease. In fact, 50,000 more women than men die of cardiovascular disease every year. High cholesterol is a major risk factor for heart disease, and 105 million Americans have a cholesterol level that's considered too high. What you need to know is that you don't have to get a heart attack or stroke, because cardiovascular disease is almost entirely preventable through healthy lifestyle changes, meaning diet and exercise. So take control of your heart health by incorporating some simple cardioprotective lifestyle tips. There are 3 main classes of artery-clogging, cholesterol-raising foods in your diet. They are saturated fat, trans fat, and dietary cholesterol. You want to try and cut down on your intake of these foods. Here's how. Saturated fat is found in animal foods such as full-fat dairy products like whole milk and ice cream, also in foods like lard and fatty cuts of beef. Saturated fat is also found in certain plant foods like coconut oil and other tropical oils. An easy way to lower your intake of dangerous saturated fat is to make substitutions. Replace whole milk and full-fat dairy foods with fat-free milk and yogurt. Replace butter and lard with healthy fats such as canola or olive oil. And substitute lean protein sources such as skinless chicken breast or fish for high fatty fat cuts of beef. Number 2, trans fat is another artery-clogging fat that not only raises bad LDL cholesterol, but also lowers good HDL cholesterol. Trans fat is found in some deep-fried fast foods, stick margarines, and some commercially packaged processed foods. Your best bet is to check the labels and only buy products with zero trans fat. Number 3, dietary cholesterol is the 3rd main class of artery-clogging fat. Cholesterol is only found in animal foods such as organ meats, liver, for example, or egg yolks or beef. Try substituting egg whites for whole eggs in cooking and baking. Try switching from high cholesterol protein sources to lower cholesterol fish, or better yet, zero cholesterol soy protein. Eat at home as often as possible so that you can control what goes into your food rather than the local chef. Remember, restaurant meals are generally much higher in calories, fat, and sodium than what you serve at home. It's not just about what you subtract out of your diet, but also what you add in. In my book, Cholesterol Down, I outline 10 simple steps that you can take every day to significantly lower your LDL or bad cholesterol. For more information, you can go to my book website, cholesteroldownbook.com. In conclusion, this is Dr. Janet Brill wishing all of you at WeightLossBuddy.com the best of health. And remember, for the latest information on losing weight and staying healthy, keep coming back to WeightLossBuddy.com.